A figure in a silver spacesuit's using a broom-shaped brush to paint the vast hull of a red spaceship. From a distance, the figure's little more than a tiny speck on an enormous letter F that forms part of the ship's name, Red Dwarf. Resembling a giant whale with an elongated hexagon for a nose and a huge thruster for a tail, the craft lumbers through space. An asteroid's embedded in the ship's hull, the contours of which are defined by a mass of ducts, antennae, and machinery. Confidence and Paranoia by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor.
This is an SOS distress call from the mining ship Red Dwarf. The crew are dead, killed by a radiation leak. The only survivors were Dave Lister, who was in suspended animation during the disaster, and his pregnant cat, who was safely sealed in the hold. Revived 3 million years later, Lister's only companions are a life form who evolved from his cat and Arnold Rimmer, a hologram simulation of one of the dead crew. We have been travelling through the galaxy now for 3 million years, and there are many things we've discovered. The highest form of life in the universe is man, and the lowest is a man who works for the post office.
Lister's tearfully watching a romantic sunset scene on the TV screen in the drive room.
Oh, Jim, weren't you the one who said we have to seize our moments because they may never come again?
Well, don't you see, you crazy fool? This is our moment, right here and now. Let's seize it together.
Lister tearfully slurps his milkshake and stuffs French fries into his mouth. The scene's interrupted by the ship's computer.
Busy, are you, Dave?
Oh, I'm watching the film.
Just wondered if you were a bit bored.
No, I'm watching the film.
You're not bored, then?
No, go away.
My darling, I'm dying.
I know, Carol. Dr. Graham told me everything.
Tearfully, Lister splutters food.
Just finished reading everything. I've now read everything that's ever been written anywhere by anyone ever.
Will you go away?
You know what the worst book ever written ever was?
I don't care.
Football, It's a Funny Old Game by Kevin Keegan.
Sorry, will you let me watch the film?
I'm at a loose end now. Don't know what to do with myself.
Holly, why don't you just read everything all over again?
I was thinking it might help pass the time if I created a perfectly functioning replica of a woman, capable of independent decision-making and abstract thought, and absolutely undetectable from the real thing.
Why don't you?
Well, I don't know how. I wouldn't even know how to make the nose.
Holly, is there something that you want?
Well, only if you're not busy. Would you mind erasing some of my memory bank?
What for?
Well, if you erase all the Agatha Christie novels from my memory bank, I can read them again tonight.
How do we do it?
Just type in whole mem, password override, then novels, Christie, Agatha, then press erase.
I've done it.
Done what?
Erased Agatha Christie.
Who's she then?
Holly, you just asked me to erase all Agatha Christie novels from your memory.
Why should I do that? I've never heard of her.
You've never heard of her because I've just erased her from your smeggin' memory.
What'd you do that for?
You asked me to.
When?
Just now.
I don't remember this.
Oh, I'm going to bed. This is going to go on all night.
Dying.
I know, Carol. Dr. Graham told me everything.
Watching the film from his bed, Lister's impatient for the ending.
Off! Had a good day, Lister? Scrummed enough chockies? Watched enough drivel, have you? Look at you, you're turning into a sad middle-aged woman. Next thing you know, you'll be varnishing your nails and buying girdles. Oh yeah, and what have you done that's so great? I've achieved 17 things today off my daily goal list, whereas you've never achieved anything ever in your entire life. Don't know, you know, went up to the officer's block. When? This morning. But it hasn't been decontaminated. You said it had last week. No, I said it was on last Thursday's daily goal list. And you haven't done it yet. Tara, it's on tomorrow's daily goal list. Item 34, right after learn Portuguese.
Thanks a lot, don't tell me.
Why were you mooching around up there anyway?
I was looking through Kachansky's dream recorder. She dreamt about me 3 times, you know, it was in the log.
So? Clean my teeth, please, Holly.
I mean, it must mean something. You don't dream about someone that you don't feel something for.
Stop, I once had a dream about a baboon. Doesn't mean I want to go to bed with it.
It's been something.
Shave, please, Holly. Lister, you ought to take a good long look at yourself. And then you'd see just how ridiculous you appear to other people.
If you gave me a chance to keep personality just for like 1 second, maybe I could find out.
Lister, if you were a love celibate like me, you wouldn't have these problems.
Oh, come on, Ribber. The only reason you knocked around with those prats from the Love Celibacy Society is you could never get a date.
No, it wasn't. I happen to agree with their philosophy that love is a sickness that holds back your career and makes you want to spend all your money.
And you could never get a date because you let your mum buy all your casual clothes.
There was nothing wrong with my casual clothes.
Oh, come on, Raymond, your trousers were so short when you crossed your legs, you could see your knees.
What about Yvonne Magruder? That was a date.
She'd been hit on the head by a winch. She had concussion.
That's got nothing to do with it. She was crazy about me.
Oh, yeah, she kept calling you Norman.
She still went to bed with me.
Yeah, because she had wonky vision and she thought you were somebody else.
It serves her up for being concussed, doesn't it?
Remember, you don't know what love is.
Oh, yes, I do, Lister. Love is a device invented by bank managers to make us overdrawn. Lights.
Remember, love is... love is what makes us different from animals.
No, Lister, what makes us different from animals is we don't use our tongues to clean our own genitals.
The spaceship sails inexorably onwards between the stars. Lister awakes in a feverish sweat.
Lights! Rimmer, are you awake? Rimmer, are you awake?
What? Yes, Mum, I'm just packing my satchel.
He looks round in confusion.
Where am I? What time is it?
Don't feel very well.
3:30.
I feel really ill.
Well, you are really ill.
No, I mean, really ill. I'm going down to the medical unit. I don't feel very well.
He staggers off.
Lights. Ah, Miss Magruder, where were we?
Wrapped in a blanket from his bed, Lister limps down a corridor marked Level Nivello.
I feel really hot.
He collapses.
This is mine, that's mine, all this is mine. I'm claiming all this as mine. Except for that bit. I don't want that bit. But all the rest of this is mine. Hey, this has been a good day. I've eaten 5 times, I've slept 6 times, and I've made a lot of things mine. Tomorrow, I'm gonna see if I can have sex with something. Ow, yeah! S-E-X, I really want it. Ow! S-E-X, I'm gonna get it, yeah! S-E-X, I think I found it. Yeah. Oh, it's you! Hey, monkey, you're sick. Sick, helpless, and unconscious. If you were my friend, I'd steal your shoes. Time for a snack. This way.
Emergency. There's an emergency going on. It's still going on. And it's still an emergency. Will Arnold Rimmer please hurry to White Corridor 159? This is an emergency announcement.
Food!
Today's speciality is chicken marengo.
I'm gonna eat you, little chicky. I'm gonna eat you, little chicky. I'm gonna eat you, little chicky. Ah, too slow, chicken marengo. Too slow for this cat. Hey, this chicken's faster than I thought.
Pat retrieves his chicken meal.
Quick, Lister's fainted. He needs help. Quick.
Cat pretends to get up, but then resumes eating.
Didn't you hear me? Didn't anyone can't hear me. Lister's in trouble. The monkey has fainted. I cannot pick him up. Quick, come now.
Again, Cat only pretends to get up and follow.
Is there something wrong with you? Lister's collapsed.
Yeah?
What do you mean, yeah? He needs help.
And?
And if you don't help him, he might die.
Oh, no. That's too bad. I really liked him, too.
So, come and help him.
What, and interrupt my lunch?
What is more important, the man's life or your smegging lunch?
That doesn't even deserve an answer.
Right, okay, fine. You come with me, you get a stretcher.
Cat juggles three potatoes and positions them on his face.
Down, stop.
Rimmer, let the Medicom take me temperature.
Lister, they've got to learn. Down, slowly. Aha, now very, very, very slowly forward.
I'm the eye!
Lister, they've got to learn.
You nearly lost an eye.
How about an anal reading?
I'm all right, I feel fine now.
Well, you're not fine. And it's your own smegging fault for going up to the officer's deck before it was decontaminated.
I just wanted to have a look around.
You just wanted to go into Kachansky's quarters and wallow in self-pity. And look what it's got you.
I'm all right. I've got a touch of pneumonia, that's all.
It's not pneumonia. 3 million years ago it was pneumonia, but since then it's bred and mutated, and now we don't know what it is.
Why didn't I ask her out? What's the worst she could have said?
She could have said, no, you're a filthy, stinking, loathsome, disgusting object. I wouldn't be seen dead within a plague pit.
She could have said, yes, stranger things have happened.
Only two spring to mind, Lister. The spontaneous combustion of the mayor of Warsaw in 1546. And that incident in 12th century Burgundy when it rained herring.
Does this theory mean Shen used to have? It's like everyone's got two people inside, yeah? You've got your confidence and your paranoia. And your confidence is the guy who says, hey, you're great, you're dead sexy, everybody loves you. And your paranoia says you're stupid, you're useless, you're ugly, and everybody hates you.
That's odd, Lister. According to this reading, you're clinically dead.
And what that was, me confidence would just about persuade me to ask Kachansky out. And as I was walking up to her, he'd go on a business trip to Hawaii or something. And I'd be left with me paranoia saying, you must be joking, she's going to laugh in our face.
You know, sometimes, Lister, you can be quite perceptive and thought-provoking. And other times, like this, you can rant and drivel on like a complete loony.
Just take me to me bed.
All right, Lister. Okay, you know how it works. Now release the mechanism very, very, very gently. Possibly a gnat's more gently than that?
Quick, get an umbrella! Get an umbrella! Quick!
Lister's tossing and turning in his bed, while Rimmer performs strange, precise stretching exercises nearby. Rimmer strains an arm while stretching.
Necrobics, hologrammatic exercises for the dead.
Training, get an umbrella!
While Rimmer stretches his neck with his eyes closed, fish begin to rain from the ceiling. Opening his eyes, Rimmer notices them flapping on the floor of the sleeping quarters. Some of them land on Lister, who's still dozing. Rimmer backs into the doorway. He notices there are no fish raining down next door.
Ollie, what's going on?
What?
What's happening?
Hercule Poirot's just stepped off the steaming train. And if you want my opinion, I think they all did it.
Why do we have to have you as the ship's computer? We'd be better off with a bucket full of sheep slop running things.
If you've got a complaint, just come straight out with it. Don't hide behind innuendo and hyperbole.
Why is it raining fish in our sleeping quarters?
I'd be lying if I said I knew. The only comparable incident on record is in 12th century Burgundy when it rained herring.
A medieval mayor appears, then vanishes in a flame spurt.
It really is going to be one of those days.
Rimmer steps over the pile of clothing that remains after the mayor's spontaneous combustion. The spaceship lumbers on through the galaxy.
Hey, you're awake!
Yeah, I just woke up.
Hey, I brought you some presents.
Thanks, you shouldn't have bothered.
I'm that kind of guy. Yeah, let's see what we got in the magic bag here. I got you some grapes. And I've got you an orange.
Oh, thanks a lot. Feel better already.
Hey, well, all this enormous generosity has made me tired. I'm going to bed.
He steals the bedding.
Ah, yes, indeedy.
You're awake?
Yeah, but I'll be asleep in a minute.
How do you feel?
Fine, just don't ask me any more questions. I'm trying to sleep.
Shut up, you stupid Moggy, and out of that bed.
Well, if you're gonna speak to me like that, I'm gonna take my presents back.
How do you feel?
Hurt.
I feel great.
Listen, Lister, you had a fever, okay?
Yeah.
And you started to hallucinate, all right?
Yeah.
Only your hallucinations were solid.
What do you mean, solid?
I mean, they were real, alive, solid.
Solid?
Solid.
What do you mean, they were solid?
Okay, I'll put it another way. You had hallucinations, all right?
Yeah.
And they were solid. I told you it wasn't ordinary pneumonia. I told you it was mutated. I knew something like this would happen.
Okay, what did I hallucinate?
Well, first of all, it was fish rain.
Fish rain? Yeah, I dreamt that.
Well, it actually happened.
Was all the fish?
Somebody ate them.
Then, the mayor of Warsaw spontaneously combusted. And then you hallucinated two men in the drive room.
What two men?
Apparently, one of them's your confidence, and the other's your paranoia.
The men are in the drive room, one brashly dressed, the other in black.
You see what I mean, Lister?
Hey, it's the king! Mr. Beautiful! Hey, you, what does the H stand for? Horace? Chair for the king, Horace. And breakfast. Mr. Wonderful wishes to dine. Have you lost weight? You're looking great. Is he totally perfect or what? You're my confidence. I just love that accent. It makes me go all wibbly.
I don't understand it. You look like the manager of the London Jets, but you sound like Bing Baxter, the American quiz show host.
I'm all the things you associate with confidence, King.
You're my paranoia.
Isn't that a urine stain on the front of your trousers?
What? No, it isn't. It's tea.
So, how are you anyway? Isn't that a huge spot appearing on your so-called face? My God, you've got fat, haven't you? Must be all that lager. But you've got a terminal disease. Always happens to people who least expect it. Don't you find that? So hello then, won't you? Only trying to be friendly.
Davy, baby, what can I say? Is he the greatest, most handsome, fantastic person ever, or am I insane?
You're insane. Lister, what are you going to do about them?
Do? What can I do?
I think we should arrest them.
What for?
For being hallucinations.
Oh, come on, Smeg, that's a bit of company, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lister, you're still sick. These two are symptoms of your disease. They're like the spots in measles, the swellings in mumps, the funny walk in cystitis. Until they're gone, you won't be better.
Hey, now I know what the H stands for. Idiot, am I right?
You are treading a very thin line, Milano. H stands for hologram. I happen to be dead.
Couldn't happen to a more deserving guy. Come on, King, forget those losers. Let's go party.
No, I forbid it.
Why?
Why do you never listen to Mr. Rimmer? He's so much more experienced, more level-headed, so much better than you.
Hey, no one is better than Mr. Magnificent, and no one tells the Prince of Charisma what to do. Right, Prince?
Yeah, right.
That's my Davy boy.
I don't believe it. He's socializing with a figment of his imagination.
Please note a dust storm is approaching. Ship exterior is now out of bounds. All airlocks are being automatically sealed. Estimated duration, 18 hours.
Lister's playing guitar for his confidence.
Like fire lighting. Twindled, now I wonder when this wind will ever stop.
You wrote that?
Yeah, but it was ages ago, you know.
That is the greatest love song ever.
Come on.
Ever. It's so deep. The images, the dwindling, the kindling. All the endling. I love all that stuff. When I think there's fast buck merchants like Beethoven and Mozart out there grabbing all the publicity, and here's you writing pieces of that caliber, it makes me want to weep.
What are you doing with the cigarette booth?
Oh, you've embarrassed me now. It's just your lips that touched it. Your lips. The king's kissing lips. And I just wanted some proof I'd actually met the Duke of Deliciousness.
You're serious, aren't you? Serious about what? Look, I'm a nobody. Out of the 169 people on board this ship, I ranked 169, bottom of the pile.
That's because you didn't want all that career stuff. You wanted your farm on Fiji with you-know-who.
If she'd have come.
If! If! Ah! And turned down the opportunity to become the envy of all womankind?
Oh, we'll never know now.
Why not?
She's dead.
So's Rimmer. Bring her back.
I can't. Holly can only sustain one hologram. And Rimmer's hidden all the other personality discs.
So find them.
Can't.
King, you can do anything. Anything.
Anything. He can't do anything.
Oh, I know, I know. I'll bet five.
Do you know, he used to practice kissing on his own.
How?
He made lips out of one hand and then waggled his thumb through the gap like a tongue.
That is priceless, it really is.
17 years old and he used to snog his own hand. Once, in front of the whole school, he called his gym teacher Daddy. I could have died with embarrassment.
What a silly thing to call a gym master.
I'm racked with guilt. I hate him.
If you hate him, why do you talk about him so much?
Because he makes my life one big, humiliating, cringe-making, guilt-ridden hell.
Now, stab him! Stab him! Stab him! Quick, stab him!
You haven't met Stab Him. He's one of our scutters. Stab Him, meet Lister's paranoia. Lister's paranoia, this is Stab Him.
Yo, Rimmer, listen, we've been thinking. We think we can get Kachansky back without turning you off.
Oh, he's drunk. Yes.
All we've got to do is turn off all unnecessary power systems, and Holly says it'll work.
Ding dong, another great idea from the people who bought you beer milkshakes.
How can you be so obsessed with a girl you hardly know?
Hardly knows her? You haven't heard the Endling song. Our love, I tried to kindle.
Lister, you're not having her disc.
Why? Because she'll rank above you.
But she's a bright, good-looking, intelligent, witty, upwardly mobile officer. Why should she be interested in you?
Yes, why should she be interested in you?
Yeah, why should she be interested in me?
Sorry, I was just thinking about that song. I can't get it out of my head.
Why? Because you're great! You're an incredibly seductive, charming, charismatic young stud.
Yeah, I forgot. That's why she'd be interested in me.
Lister, you're not having her disc or any disc.
Come on, King, you know Rimmer. Where would he hide them?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
No, he doesn't.
Come on, think winner.
Outside the ship.
Wrong, actually.
Where outside?
Well, he'd have to send the scutters. And the disc would have to be safe.
Wrong, absolutely brimming over with wrongability.
And they'd have to be right under my nose so he could laugh at me.
Wrong and getting wronger all the time.
Outside our sleeping quarters. The solar panel outside our sleeping quarters.
You followed me, you goit.
Is that where they are? That's incredible, and did it!
A medical unit malfunction.
Lister?
Rimmer sees a broken medical cart blowing sparks and rushes out. The dust storm's still raging.
How long now, Hall?
Can't be long now, Dave. Hercule has got all the suspects in one room. And I'm only two pages away from also by the same author.
Oh, Holly, the dust storm.
Oh, that. Any time now, it's almost subsided.
Hey, how's my baby boy? Oh, look, you've got a body like a coat hanger. How can you make a spacesuit look like evening wear?
Let me ask you one question.
It's no use arguing, Rimmer, I'm going.
Who smashed up the Medicom?
You Stalin King, let's go.
Holly, give him a punch up.
Look, what's in it for them smash up the medical unit?
Lister, come here.
Sure.
Come here. You are still sick.
I feel great.
You will not... You will not... You will not be better until they've gone. They know that, and now they've stopped you getting any treatment.
Confidence shakes his head.
Where's paranoia?
I don't know, is it someplace near Uruguay? Who is this joker?
Lister, they're germs and they're dangerous.
The storm has passed, Dave. Airlocks are now released.
What are we waiting for, King?
Nothing.
Holly, put a trace on Paranoia.
What's a trace?
It's space jargon. It means find him.
No, it doesn't. You just made it up to be cool.
Where is he?
Paranoia is no longer aboard this ship.
Hey, look at that view, Kingo. Me and you on top of the world. Makes you want to dance. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha on the ship's exterior.
Hey, here it is.
Confidence keeps dancing in his spacesuit, while Lister crouches beside the solar panel and starts to look behind it.
Did you hear something?
Nope. In space, no one can hear you. Cha-cha-cha.
You don't think me paranoid could have got here first, do you?
Forget him. He's no danger.
He smashed up the medical unit.
No, he didn't.
What you mean?
I did.
You did?
So we can be together, Davy. You don't want to get cured. I did it for you.
So where did he go, then?
I killed him. Cha-cha-cha.
What you mean you killed him, cha-cha-cha?
Hey, don't look at me like that. He didn't suffer. I just fed him into the waste grinder and flushed his mints into space.
Look, I'm going to go inside now. It gets a little bit hot. I get a bit claustrophobic in these suits.
Take your helmet off.
What?
You're hot. Take your helmet off.
I'll die.
Why?
There's no oxygen out here.
Hey, oxygen's for losers. Come on.
I need oxygen.
You don't need anything, King. You're the king.
You're crazy!
Who told you you needed oxygen, huh? Some loser who was trying to make you feel small. Look, I'll prove it to you. I'll take mine off first. We'll soon see who the crazy one is around here.
No!
Removing his helmet, Confidence explodes into pieces. Back inside, a bucket's catching drips next to Cat in the sleeping quarters.
Must you do this now?
I'm doing my laundry.
It's totally disgusting.
What's disgusting?
Cat licks one of his flamboyant shirts.
Lister?
Yeah?
I just want to say, I was right all along. I said there were germs, and they were germs.
Yeah, okay, so what?
And I'm just saying now, that disc will only bring you misery. I just want you to remember that I said that.
Look, if she comes back and she's not interested, I can handle it.
Whatever, Lister. I want it on record. That disc is a one-way ticket to Miseryville.
Yeah, but I've spent enough time listening to me paranoia. Now I'm going to listen to me confidence.
Rimmer performs a convoluted salute, and mimicking a trumpeter, marches out. Cat copies the salute, then saunters after him. Lister's got Kachansky's hologramic projection box.
Hi, Chrissy.
Oh, that's not going to work.
Hello, Chrissy.
It's not going to work either.
Hey, yo, Chrissy!
Hi.
Rimmer and Cat join him.
Lister, look. Good luck. I mean it.
Smeg off.
No, honestly, I mean it. Good luck.
Okay, Hull, switch it on.
Another Rimmer appears.
Well, he did warn you. I certainly did. Do you honestly think I'd put Kachansky's disc in Kachansky's box where any munchkin could find it? You think you had it bad before, Lister. Now you've got it in stereo, baby.
Both Rimmers salute.
Welcome aboard, Rimsy. Nice to be here, Mr. Rimmer, you son of a gun.